I would suggest that you get them online, and you can get them on our website at www.urbanmin.org. And they range from $25 to $35.
This event, Stone Soup Supper, typically hosts about 800 to 900 guests. We'll be sipping soup, shopping for pottery from the Triangle Potters Guild, and learning more about Urban Ministries of Wake County. So the soup gets you in the door, but really learning about what the Urban Ministries of Wake County does and all that you do, all you need to go is to the Twitter page or the website and really see how you guys are benefiting those less fortunate in our area.
Yeah, we serve about 32,000 people a year in our clinic, our client choice food pantry, and the Helen Wright Center for Women, which is the women's overnight shelter downtown. So we have three different programs that do help our neighbors in need. And this is one of our biggest fundraisers of the year. But of course, we need your help all year round. But yeah, this is a fun way to raise money and to help your neighbors in need.
Yeah, it's nice that the weather has kind of cooperated with us and the fact that it's freezing outside, so we need some nice, warm, good soup to make us feel good on the inside.
I know, and we have 15 great local restaurants who are making these soups, and they sound just so warm and comforting. We have butternut squash, and we're going to have a Brunswick stew from Big Ed's, and those are just a couple of the ones that I can think of offhand. So we're really excited, and they're always delicious. And of course, we will crown a superior chef. We have a celebrity judge winner, and then we also have a crowd favorite. And our celebrity judges this year, we're excited to welcome Ira David Wood of A Christmas Carol and Spectrum News Chief Meteorologist Gary Stevenson and Reverend Nancy Petty from Pullen Memorial Baptist.
And again, the event taking place at 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the McKimmon Center in Raleigh. As you mentioned, the participating restaurants are pretty extensive list. Feel free to name them all if you got, if you'd like.
I don't even have it in front of me. Okay. You have me on the spot.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can help you out right here. You got Carolina.
Yes, thank you.
You got Carolina Ale House. You got Braze. You got Hayes Barton Baptist Church. You got the Rye Bar and Southern Kitchen. You got Big Ed City Market Restaurant, as you mentioned. Trophy Brewing Company. Is it Mofu Shop? Tonbo Ramen. Herons, Margot's Restaurant, The Pit Authentic Barbecue, Horizon Catering, Taverna Agora, and Vidrio. So that's a pretty impressive list.
And some of them, you know, have been with us before. Some of them are brand new to the event. So we're pretty excited. And Tonbo Ramen was our winner last year. And this year they are bringing their popular black sesame ice cream as a dessert. So we'll have that too. So really exciting event. And we look forward to seeing everyone Thursday night.
And the work you're doing isn't going unnoticed. The website, Walter.com, recently listed you as one of the top 25 organizations in Raleigh worth your money, time, and more. So that has to make you feel good about what you're doing to help others.
Yeah, and we are just honored to be, you know, listed in that among the other 24 wonderful organizations in our area. But yes, thank you so much. We were happy to be on that list.
Well, sure. And also on your webpage, it notes you're currently seeking applicants for spring internships. That deadline, is that this coming Monday?
It is. It is this Monday. And yes, we have opportunities ranging from our clinic to even marketing. So yeah, check out the website, www.urbanmin.org. for those opportunities, get them in. There's also volunteer opportunities on there, and of course, other ways to donate.
And you just keep doing what you're doing. You recently wrapped up your NHL Canes food drive, and you're also trying to help out the Food Bank of Central Eastern North Carolina this year by turning a Giving Tuesday into a Giving Food Day at the Southeastern Raleigh YMCA. So no matter what the time of year, no matter where, you guys seem to find creative ways to help folks out.
Yes, yes. Always working to do that. And, you know, we want to be able to serve more people. We wish that there wasn't that need, but as long as there is, we want to be able to serve those people. So, you know, we want the community to know what we're doing.
Yeah, those recent cold temperatures that we're dealing with, and also the upcoming holidays, really gives you a sense that this is the time of year where, especially this time of the year, a lot of people are in need that need help that only folks like you can provide.
So, yes, right. And there are lots of other organizations, you know, that do that as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, our food pantry serves about 29,000 people a year. So especially around the holidays, yes, we want to be able to provide turkeys and Thanksgiving meals and things like that. So, yeah, if you know, we'll take food donations, monetary donations in order to get those to people for sure.